critical underlying piece actually is not social media. The critical underlying thing is a browsable, searchable database that FDA put together that lets people go in and you can either enter a product name to see if it's on the recall list, or you can browse by types of products. So you can browse for cookies and for crackers and for you know, ice cream and so on. You can see what brands have been called. Building on that base, we then started using Twitter so that every time a product is added to the recall list, we send out a tweet. We have built a blog that talks about the recall, talking both about the risk to consumers, about what's being done to recall, about what people should do. I think perhaps the most interesting fun thing that we did was we put together a widget that other websites can put on their pages, and the widget works off that database so that you can be on somebody else's website, and using this widget, you can search for categories of recalled products or specific products.
And just so for people who may not understand what widgets are, this is essentially you give them the code and they can put that right on their blog or their web page or wherever they want. And then it links back to your site. So that your information almost virally gets distributed amongst everyone is sharing information in sort of this viral manner.
Exactly. It's like a little window into our database that we spread out virally, and it can go far and wide. And the fun part is you never know where it ends up. We have a widget for the tweet so that you can put a widget on your page that every time a new product is recalled, that product information, the fact that that product has been recalled will appear on your page. And we've done a widget that has a map that CDC puts together that is tracking the incidence of salmonella out of cases by state. So there's a lot of ways there to get the information out. I think I mentioned we've got a subject-specific blog. We've done one video already, basic do's and don'ts, not sexy, not well-produced, but just a guy on camera saying, here's the things you need to know, here are the things to do, here are the things not to do. That we spread over a number of websites, and that's on YouTube. And we've got another longer produced video that talks about, that uses this outbreak as a case study in terms of how the FDA and CDC go into action and investigate these outbreaks.
I know that it's hard to track the information once it leaves your domain, because if you say Twitter, you don't know exactly where it goes or how many people are virally spreading it. Again, no pun intended. At the same time, though, are you getting any feedback that lets you know that these efforts are not in vain and that people are getting the message?
We're getting anecdotal feedback, links back to us, comments about the work that we're doing. We know by tracing some of the loops that end up happening in here that we know that it's spreading. Again, to pardon the pun.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, I saw people talking about your Twitter posts this morning as I was checking Twitter. So it is getting out there.
It is. And it's, as I say, we've learned a great deal. It would happen faster next time because we've figured out some of the bugs and so on.
And that's exactly what I wanted to ask you about was, A, how long this took, and for folks who may not be, because CDC and HHS have been on some of the, you've been on the bleeding
forefront,
edge of some of this stuff. Offer up some lessons learned.
Well, I think the most important lesson learned, and this one, you know, you shouldn't have to learn this one, but you do. HHS, like a number of other federal departments, is really very siloed. So you'll have CDC doing CDC thing and FDA doing its FDA thing, and And they work very independently. And what this effort did was it brought together all of the people across the department that are working with social media. And two things happened. First of all, instead of three or four different departments all creating their own version of the same thing, we were able to create three or four different things using the same resources in the same amount of time.
It almost causes you to look at the information in a very different way, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And then you had the benefit of this group of really very bright people all talking to each other, and one idea fosters another idea and another idea and another idea, and you have viral ideas.
If other offices, agencies, departments want to try something like this, the bottom line piece of advice, what would you tell them to do?
Inventory your human resources. Who is doing what? Who has knowledge about doing what? You'll find that somebody is a Twitter bug, and you'll find somebody else does YouTube's work, and then someone else is out in Second Life, and you pull these people together, and you create a synergy, and you start feeding each other, and then you also cross-pollinate between the social media platforms.